Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas of Imoi, Rav David Sibin, Rav Yosef, for a container for Shlame, for Dov Meir ben Mindel. Today's daf is the Suvah's daf Pe'ala. We left off at the Gemara, five lines from the bottom of Pe'am and Bay. Says the Gemara, Ibailahu, Shemeres Yavam Shemesa, Mi Kovra. So, who is obligated to bury a Shemeres Yavam? Do we say that the inheritors of the husband, because they're the ones who are going to inherit the ksuba, they get the ksuba, and we know that the ksuba is in place of burial. So if you get the ksuba, right, she dies, so he gets the ksuba. Now the Yorshe Habal are going to get the ksuba, so they have to bury her. Odilma, Yorshe Av Kavila, the Koyas and the Chasam and the Chasam Yotzim Yimu, because they get the Nichse Malug. Since they get the Nichse Malug, so maybe they should have to bury her. Good morning, Chanachan Achavi, or Avdo Binyam Mishnei Zalmadon HaKohen, Dr. Joe, David Yeshua, Yisrael Moshe, Gershon Eitan, Svika, and Yitzhak will be joining us soon. Says the Gemara, Amar of Amram Toshma coming here, Ruf Desadni, Shomeres Yavam Shemesa, if you have, the woman dies, Yorsheha, Yorshe Ksubasa. That's the husband, the Yorshim of the husband. Chayav Mikfuras, Amar Abai, Afana Namitanina. We also learned in our Mishnah, same thing. Amana Nizonis, in a Mishnah, Amana Nizonis bin Minichse Yisomim. So the Amana gets food from the property, the Yisom Masi Adesh Shalahen, and whatever money she makes goes to them. Ve'ein Chayav Mikfurasa. They're not obligated to bury her. Rather, Yorshea, Yorshik Subasa, Chavim Mikvurasa. It's only in a case where they're also going to inherit the Ksuba, then they have to pay for the Kfur. Because remember, we learned that Tiknu Peros Tachas Pirkuna. And Tikna Kfurasa Tachas Ksubasa. Whoever gets the Ksuba is obligated to pay the Kfura. Now, why does it have to go out of its way and say, Yorsher, Yorshik Subasa? Sounds like it's a case where there's two Yorshim. So the one that's Yorshik Subasa is Chayav Mikvurasa. Says the Gemara, where do you ever have a case where there's two Yorshim? So that's this case of the Shomeres Yavam. She's in no man's land. On the one hand, like we said yesterday, on the one hand, you have the husband that has rights. On the one hand, her father has rights. She's sort of married, but she's not married. She's like in the middle. She's a little married. She's tied to the first husband. The second husband's tied to the first husband. He's following the first. The second brother's time, the first brother, but she's also still by the father. Say, Zeo Amana Sheshla Shnei Yorshin. How do you have a case where there's two Yorshim? Havi Omer, Zushim Es Yom. So it's saying in a case where there's two Yorshim, so Yorshea, Yorshik Subasa. The ones who get the Ksuba, that's Chayavin Bikfurasa. Now, Rava's going to challenge this. Amar Rava. Vilema, why shouldn't the Yavam be able to say, Ach ani yoresh, I inherited from my brother. I didn't inherit from you. I didn't get anything from you. I'm supposed to inherit my brother anyway. So what did I get from you? I'm not giving you anything. So ishto, ein ani kover. I got the ksuba directly from him. Why does that obligate me to pay the ksuba? That's Rava. You got to remember that for the whole daf today. Rava is the one who says that, why can't the Yavam say, I inherited the Ksuba directly from my brother, not from you. You weren't involved in this at all. So why do I have to pay you anything? So Abaye disagrees. Amale Abaye, no. Mishum, Dibar and Allah Mishnei Tzadim. We say to the brother from both sides, we say to him, Memanavshach, either way you look at it, you're obligated to pay. Im achiv yoresh, if you are considered to be a continuation of your brother, and that's why you got the ksuba, so yikboris ishto, if you are in place of your brother taking his ksuba, then you should have to bury his wife. Im eno kovris ishto, and if you're not going to bury his wife, then yitain ksubasa, then you have to pay the ksuba. You have a choice. Either you have to give the woman the ksuba, or you have to bury her. You can't take both of them. So that's the machlokas Rava and Abaye. Rava says, no, the Yavam can claim, I'm inheriting directly from my brother, my wife's not involved at all, and if I don't know her anything. But But Rava claim, but Abaye says, no, if you're collecting the ksuba, then you got to pay for the burial. If you don't pay for the burial, then you don't get the ksuba, then at least give her the ksuba. You got to give her one or the other. So Amalek. So Rava gets angry back at Abaye. No, Abaye, you misunderstood my question. Hachi ka'amina. This is what I meant to say how the yavam should be able to get out of the kfur. Ach ani yoresh es ishto ein ani kovev v'imishem ksuba lo nitna ksuva ligvos mechayim. No, she can't collect the ksuva because since I am a continuation of my brother, so it's like the brother's still alive. So since it's like the brother's still alive, she can't collect the ksuba. And it says beferish in the ksuba that you only collect once you go and marry somebody else. Now she's not allowed to go marry somebody else because she's waiting for Yibam Mechalitza from the Yavam. So therefore she can't collect the ksuba. Now this svara is called Medrash Ksuba. That we darshan literally the words of the ksuba to mean that as so long as she can't go marry somebody else, she can't collect the ksuba. That's called Medrash Ksuba. So the Gemara, so Abaye says back to Rabbah, no, you can't say that. Man Sham Islay Medrash Ksuba, who is the author of the opinion that says that we darshan every word of the ksuba literally, and therefore she can't collect the ksuba, calls man that she can't go get married to somebody else. That's Beis Shammai. However, v'shamin l'Beis Shammai d'amrei shtar ha'omid ligvos kigavu yizami. But we know Beis Shammai's general shita is someone's holding on to a shtar that's going to be collected. It's like it's already collected. So we view the woman here as if she already collected the ksuba, and therefore you have to pay for the burial. Therefore, you have to pay for the burial. It's the shtar is considered as if it's already collected. So, in other words, she's considered to be muchzak here. And therefore, the ksuba, it's like she's already muchzak. And therefore, when the yavam inherits, the yavam is inheriting it from her. She's considered as if she already got it, and then the yavam is getting it back from her now. And therefore, he's obligated to bury her. Now the Gemara is going to explain, where do we know that Beis Shammai says that a shtar ha'omed ligvos is kegavoy dam? Says the Gemara, disnan, because we learned in the Mishnah. This is talking about collecting a ksuba from a sota, a woman who's a sota, a woman who her husband warned her, don't hang out with that guy. She goes and hangs out with that guy. Once she hangs out with him, what happens now? She has to drink the sota water. She has to drink the sota water. So let's say she dies before she could drink. Says the word, this not. Mesu ba'alein ad shloshasu. Let's say the husband died before she drank the sota water. So Beis Shammai omrim notlos ksuba velo shosos. Beis Shammai says she gets the ksuba. Why? Because Beis Shammai holds, since she was holding on to the shtar ksuba, we view the ksuba as if it was already paid. So now what happened? The husband died. So she couldn't drink from the water. So now we have a suffix. We don't know. Did she commit adultery? Did she not? Usually the sota water would figure it out. But since the husband died, she can't drink the sota water. So we have a suffix. So we consider it as if she already got the money. Why? Because she's holding the ksuba. And we have a rule. Shtar ha'omid ligvos kegavu dami. A document that was made to be collected. She's holding on to the ksuba. So we assume she's muchzak in the money. She's muchzak. Even though we have a suffix, so she's muchzak in the money. Says the Gemara, Beis Shammai omer no ksuba v'lo shosos, she gets her ksuba. Beis Hillel omer o shosos, o lo no lo ksuba. No, she has to drink or she doesn't get the ksuba. Says the Gemara, what do you mean she has to drink? She can't drink. Her husband's dead. Says the Gemara, o shosos, v'hevi yoshes tishol ha'koyin omer achmon v'leka. You don't have a husband, the husband's dead. How could she drink the water? Ella, mitoch shelo shosos, lo no lo ksuba. What Beis Hillel meant was, since she didn't drink, she does not get the ksuba. Now, Beis Shammai omrim, no los ksuba velo shosos, v'amai sveikahu. Suffik zanai, suffik lo zanai. V'kasi suffik emotim yidei vadai. V'kasi suffik emotim yidei vadai. What do you mean? She only has a suffik that she gets the ksuba. Maybe she committed adultery. He's holding on to the money. Why are we motzi mamon? Why are we motzi suffik from a vade? Oh, says the Gemara, because Beis Shammai, shtar ha'omed ligvos kegavu dami. since she's holding on to the ksuba Beis Shammai holds, it's as if she's holding on to the money. Because shtar ha'omid ligvos is kegavoy dami, and therefore in a safek case, she gets the ksuba. Ask the Gemara. But what about the fact that it says in the ksuba not that way? So the Gemara asks, against what Abaye said earlier. Abaye said earlier that according to Beis Hillel, we say to the guy, either give her the ksuba or pay for the burial. Ask the Gemara, but how could you do that? Didn't Rava have a good taina that it says in the ksuba she can only collect the ksuba when she can marry somebody else? She's a shomeres yom, she can't go marry somebody else yet. She's got to wait for this guy to do yibum chalitza. So how could she collect the ksuba veleka? You don't have that answer. The Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, yavam nami ka'acher dami. No, it says when she marries somebody else. So she's about to marry the yavam. So that's good enough. She's allowed to marry the yavam. That's good enough to enforce the ksuba. Now, Rava asks against Abaye, who said that Abaye said she can collect the ksuba. Shalach le Rava la Abaye, biyad Rav Shmaya bar Zera. He's the one who brought the kasha. Umi nitna ksuba likvos mechayim. How in the world can you collect the ksuba while the husband slash the yavam is still alive? V'atayim lent in a brisa, Rabbi Abba Omer, sha'alti es sumchus, harotze she yimkar benichse achiv. I asked Sumchus the following question. A yavam who wants to sell some of the property of his brother that he inherited after he died. Now, all the property is meshubah to the ksuba. So how in the world is he going to sell it? Says the Gemara, Ketzeduosa, what could he do? Im kohen hu. So if he's a kohen, he really has no choice. He has to get her permission to sell this. So yasa suda v'yifayas. He should just take his wife out to dinner and try to appease her and say, listen, we could both make a lot more money if I sell this property. Again, he's going to leave one piece of karka to pay the ksuba. But all the other stuff, which is all meshubah to the ksuba, he needs to get her permission to sell. However, in Yisrael hu, if it's Yisrael, he has a better etzah. He doesn't have to just get her permission. In Yisrael hu, if he's Yisrael, he has a better etzah. What's the better etzah? Megaresh beget. He can divorce her with a get. And then he takes one property and pays her the ksuba with the one property. V'yachzir. And then he remarries her. He remarries her. And now she's like a regular woman, so he designates one piece of property for the ksuba. And all the rest of the stuff he can now sell, because it's only a shomeres yavam that all the stuff is. So she's not a shomeres yavam anymore. He did yibum, and he divorced her. So now he could sell the rest of it. Says the Gemara, the Isak Adaitin, Nitna Ksuba Ligos Mechayim. If she's allowed to collect the Ksuba while he's still alive, so what do you need the whole Meshagas for? Just pay the Ksuba while he's alive. Niachidle Shir Ksuba Vashad Lisbon. Just designate the amount of the Ksuba and sell the rest. Says the Gemara, Uli Tamech, Velosim Mastisin. What do you mean? You have the same Kasha from the Mishnah earlier. We said beferish in the Mishnah, lo yom alav yiksubasim minatzle ala shulchan. You can't just designate one property. We learned in the Mishnah, lo kol nachasav achor luksubasa. Everything's achroi. Why didn't Rav ask from there? Says Gemara, no. Hasam, that Mishnah is not telling you what you have to do. It's just eitzah tova kamashuan. The Mishnah is just giving good advice to the yavam, because if he loses that field, that's miuchad to the ksuba, he's going to have to write a whole different ksuba. So that's why Rava did not ask from that Mishnah. Says the Gemara, and I'll prove it to you. Dilo te mahachi, if you don't say that Mishnah was given, just giving him good advice, but not telling you a halacha, Sefer, what about, look at the Sefer of that Mishnah, the Ketani, in the Sefer of the Mishnah it says over there, by a regular woman, V'chein, lo yomar adam le'ishto, that's not by a yavam, by a regular husband. A husband shouldn't tell his wife, harek subasayach monach lech al shulchan, here, this one field is what you're going to collect from. And the rest of the field, Ella kol nechasav acharon l'chzub esisha. Says the Gemara, really? Is that true? Ibayle lezvune hachanami de lo razi masbin? What do you mean? The husband, the regular husband, can't sell the rest of his stuff? Ella, must be that it's not telling you a halacha, because al pi halacha, a regular husband is allowed to sell it. It's only a shemeres yavam that all the stuff is mishibah to the ksuba. A regular husband, he's allowed to sell the stuff that's beyond the ksuba. Ella, itzatova kamash malon. So hachanami in the resha, itzatova kamash malon. And that's why Rava didn't ask for the Mishnah. Ella, de Rabbi Abba kasha. So that's why Rava only asked from Rabbi Abba. Answers the Gemara, de Rabbi Abba nami lo kasha. No, even the brisa of Rabbi Abba is also not a problem, because that brisa does not mean that the yavam is not allowed to sell the rest of the stuff. Rather, mishum eva, Rabbi Abba's brisa also, we're just telling the husband, it's not a good idea to do this, to designate one property to pay for the woman's ksuba, because then the woman's going to think he wants to divorce her. He's already, right? So it's mishum eva. We're afraid that if a man would designate one piece of property, don't worry, this is going to be your ksuba money. Oh, so what, you're getting ready to divorce me? That's going to be bad for the marriage. So we just recommend that he doesn't do that. That he doesn't do that. He shouldn't be miyachid one thing. It's going to cause eva, it's going to cause animosity between them. She thinks he's intending to divorce her. But paradoxically, if he just divorces her and pays the ksuba and then remarries her, then she's going to be fine. Because she's going to understand that the reason he's doing it is just to be able to sell the other stuff, which will be beneficial to both of them, and not because he wants to divorce her. He says, listen, honey, I'm going to divorce you, and then I'm going to marry you, and then I'm going to give you the yuksuba, and then I'm going to go sell all the other stuff, and then I'm going to marry you back, and then we'll live happily ever after. And the Gemara tells a story about this. Hahu Gavra, there was a certain guy, Dinafla Le Yavama. That his brother died, and the brother's wife fell before him for Yibum. B'pumpadisa. Happened in Pumpadisa. Boy achua lemifsala la begita mine. So there was another brother. So you have three brothers here, right? So the younger brother wanted to disqualify this woman for Yibum by giving her a get. Now, he wanted to give her a get, and that would disqualify her on all the brothers. Now, why was he trying to do this? Let's see why. So, on my leg. So, the older brother who was about to do Yibum, said to this younger brother, my daita, I know why you're trying to do this. Why do you think that you're doing this? Bishum nichsei, because you know that if I do Yibum, I get all the property of the dead brother, and you want a chelik of that. Because the halacha is that the brother gets it all because he's doing Yibum. If he does Yibum, so all the property of the dead brother goes to the live brother in order as a security to pay for the ksuba of the wife. Mishum nechse. Ana b'nechse paligneloch. Here, take a handkerchief. I'm making a kin with you. I'm going to split the property with you. I'm going to split it with you. You don't have to give her a get in order to make sure that none of us can do Yibum, and therefore we're going to split all the inheritance. I'll make you a kinyan that I'll split it with you anyway. So you won't lose by me doing Yibum. So now the question is, was he allowed to do that? Because this is very similar to the case we had before. He's sort of selling the excess property to his brother. He didn't sell it, he gave it as a gift, but he's agreeing. So the shaila is, does this work? He went against the Takanas Chachamim, that the Chachamim said he's not allowed to sell the excess property in excess of the ksuba. The stuff in excess, he's not allowed to sell it, but he went ahead and sold it. So the question is, does it work or not? So they came in front of Rav Yosef. Where's Rav Mordechai when we need him?
He did it before he married him?
Yeah, he did it before the Yibam. Amar Rav Yosef, Kevon de Osarabanon Loy Lisbon. The sale is not a good sale. He violated the Did Rabbanah. Afal Gav Dizavin Lo Haves Vines Vine. Since the rabbi said, Kevin, the Amar Rabban Lo Lisbon, since the rabbi said he's not allowed to do this, so Afal Gav Dizavin, even though he went ahead and sold it, Lo Haves Vines Vine. Tisanya, how do I know that when you violate the Dinim de Rabbanan, who tell you not to sell something, so then it does not work? Tisanya, Misha Meis, Vehiniach Shomeres Yavam. So he left 100 times what was necessary. See, he left over Yerusha of 100 mana. And even though they only needed one mana for the ksuba, lo yimkar, he's not allowed to sell the excess. Shekol nechasav achron leksubasa, because all the property is mortgaged to pay for the ksuba. And therefore, he's not allowed to sell anything. So it sounds like he can't sell it. Says the Gemara, Abaye asks against his Rebbe, Rav Yosef. Amale Abaye, what do you mean? All it says here is that he can't sell it. It doesn't say that if he goes ahead and sells it, the sale's not a good sale. It says, Amale Abaye, V'chalhecha d'asur, d'amur rabbanan, lo lisbon, afakav d'zavn, lo havizun is vini. Really? You tell me this is a rule? That anytime the rabbis say you can't sell something, if you go ahead and sell it, the sale's not a good sale? What do you mean? We learned at the beginning of the Perek, V'hatanan, Beis Shammai Omrim, Timkar, right by an Arusa. Remember the halacha by an Arusa who inherited stuff during the Erisin? So Beis Shammai said, you can't sell. Beis Shammai Omrim, Timkar. Beis Shammai says, you're allowed to sell. Beis Hillel Omrim, Lo Simkar. Lichat Chila, you can't do what the rabbis say. Eilu Ilamodim, Shemach Menas Lakayim. But even Beis Hillel agrees that B'diyevid, if you violate the din, it works. Says the so this is against Rav Yosef. So now we have Machlokas Abai and Rav Yosef. If you violate a case where the rabbi said not to sell the excess property, if a Yavam sells off the excess property, does the sale work or not? Rav Yosef says it doesn't work, and Abai says it does work. Says the Gemara. Shilchu l'kamed Rabbi Chanina bar Papi. Shilcha k'de Rav Yosef. Does not work. Amr Abai, Atzer Rabbi Chanina bar Papi, Kipe Talila. Is Rabbi Chanina bar Papi the be-all, with-all, and end-all decision in this case? Did he send with the tshuva golden nose rings? That the tshuva is so beautiful, it was just a figure of speech that they would say, is this tshuva hanging with golden nose rings? Like, is this tshuva the best? Is that necessarily correct? And then they sent the same shalat to Rav Menyumi, the son of Rav Nechumi. Shilcha kida Abaye. He held like Abaye. That it is a good sale. But he added, if Rav Yosef ever brings a good proof, send it to me and I'll back out on my psak and I'll go with Rav Yosef, not like Abaye. So he says, let me know if anything new happens in the case. But as far as I know, I'm passing Abai. And guess what? So Rav Yosef took that as a challenge. He went out and found the raya to his opinion. Nafak Rav Yosef dak va'ashkach. He found the brisa supporting him. The sanya. What's the brisa? Harei shahaya noshed v'achiv. Let's say Shimon owed his brother Reuven money. Fames. And the creditor, Reuven, dies. So Shimon is the one who owes the money. V'hiniach shomeras yavam. Now Reuven's wife now comes to Yibum before Shimon, who owed money to the first husband. Right? Lo yomar. So Shimon cannot say, ho'el v'sha'ani yoresh. Since I'm inheriting my brother Reuven anyway, so the debt is cancelled. I owe him the money, but now I'm inheriting all of his properties. So I inherit the debt. It's one problem. Reuven owes the wife, the ksuba. So hov shani yoresh hechazakti ella motzien miyavam v'yikach ben kagvochol peros. So we have to take one property that Shimon inherited from Reuven, take that property, or take that money, buy a property, and on that property he doesn't get the whole property. He only gets to eat the fruit off the property. And the property becomes the woman's, like Nichsei Malug, and that's to pay for the debt. Now, what do we see from here? That we do pay the excess debts. You're allowed to sell off the excess stuff. Hold on one second. No. What's the proof? 1 second. What do we see from here? Right. Because the brother only inherits through her. So it's clear from here that if we take away from a brother debts that he's chayev to his brother before the Yibum, so Kavachomer, if he sold, the sale is not a good sale because all of the property has to go to pay for the debt. So to over here, a brother cannot sell off the excess property. So just like the Gemara is assuming, just like a little bit of it's not exactly the same case here, but basically, what's the raya? The raya is if we try to take away the debt, we can't take it away, right? He's got to pay that debt. So just like he's got to pay the debt, kal vachomer, that if he sold off the property, it's not a good sale. He's got to take from the properties that he inherited and pay the woman's debt, kal vachomer, that he can't give the stuff away to somebody else. Says the Gemara, no, this case is not a good proof. Amale Abaye. So Abaye said to Rav Yosef, no, this is not a proof. Dilma, Ditavale Avdule. That no, we're giving him a piece of advice that's good for him. He shouldn't spend the money elsewhere. He should keep it there so that she could eat the fruit off of this. Says the Gemara, Amale, Tana, Tani, Motzian, Va'at Amrish, Ditavale Avdule. You're saying we're just doing this as a favor to him? Look at what it says. It says motzian. It says we take the money away from him and we give it to her. So what do you tell me? We're just giving him a good advice. It's a good idea for him. It says you have to take the field away from the brother and give it to her. So hadar shalchua kamei. So hadar shalchua kamei. So they sent the Shaila again. So you see, Rav Yosef had a raya. Halchi Rav Yosef, Rav Nachman, ain't a Mishnah. No. So they sent him. Remember, he had said, well, if Rav Yosef finds a good raya, so send me the raya. So it sounds like this is a good raya. It's a good raya. So. Rabbi Yumi Bredon Chumi responded to this. Sorry, this brisa that you're quoting from this story over here ain't a mishnah. It's not a good raya. This is not a good brisa. This brisa is not a legit brisa. Says the Gemara, what's the matter with this raya? It's a great raya. My taiba, ilay mamishum dahavaluhu metaltale. If you're telling me because the case was that they inherited movable objects, umatatli luksuba lo mishtabde, and movable objects are not mishubat luksuba. Dilma Rabbi Meir, he dama matatli mishtabde luksuba. Well, you know Rabbi Meir's shita is matatli can be used for the luksuba. The ella mishum de omar la at la bal dvarm de diat. Maybe the reason why this doesn't make sense is because who owed who the money over here, right? The dead brother owed the money to the live brother. So what are we saying? He's got to pay the woman? The dead brother should say to the live brother, I don't owe you this money. I owe the dead husband. The live brother should say to the woman, to his Yavama, I didn't owe this money to you. Well, how can you make a claim against me? I owed it to the dead brother. But says the Gemara, that's not good either. Dilma, Rabbi Nassan he. This is the famous sheet of Rabbi Nassan. Decided we went to the Brisa, Rabbi Nassan Omer. Minayin lenosha bechaveru mana, bechaveru bechaveru, minayin shibutzi mizevenos lenlezeh, tamlo nasan la'asher hashamlo. Famous halach of Rabbi Nassan, right? Reuven owes Shimon money, Shimon owes Levi money, we take the money from Reuven and give it directly to Levi. A equals B, B equals C, A equals C, right? So what's happening over here is mamish exactly the same thing. The live brother owed the dead brother money. The dead brother owed the ksuba to the wife. So we go directly. So it's like Rabbi Meir, who says Metatla and Meshubah Luxuba, and it's like Rabbi Nassan. Says the Gemara, that's exactly why this price is not a good price. Why? Because a double leniency we're not going to do by Iksuba, by a Yavam. Says the Gemara, Ella loy Ashkechon Tana de Machmir Chumre Biksuva. We don't find any Tana that's going to be machmir both like Rab Meir and like Rabbi Nassan. To say metatl in our meshuba to the ksuba, and to say that we follow Rab Nassan and we're motzi lezev, hotzi lezev, ella e kerabbi Meir e kerabbi Nassan. Says the Gemara, Amaravim kein haim dushman leila baye, to Amar zu eina mishna v'loni dana mayi. Oh, this is why Abaye had said that this is not a good raya. Rav Yosef's raya is not a good raya. Now I understand why, because we're not going to go two leniencies and follow both Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Meir that metalklan and mishum leksuba and Rabbi Nassan motzi lezeh or motzi lezeh and nosin lezeh. We're not going to find a double leniency. Rabosai, everyone should have a wonderful day. Aksivach simatova, good kibben shtiyor to you and all your children and all your families. Good health. Hatzlocha rabba, beruchnis v'gashmius. Have a wonderful day.